This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Glad to have you with us as we continue our look at summer mission trips held by NCCAA student athletes. Of course, if you missed any past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast, you can find all of the past episodes at the NCCAA.org/podcast, on the NCCAA YouTube channel, or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're wanting to look for just these episodes from the summer series, there is a special playlist on the NCCAA YouTube channel. In today's episode, we have not one, but two guests from Manhattan Christian College, as Marcus Bowman, a junior men's basketball player, and Nally Jensen, a junior women's volleyball player for the Thunder, head on a trip to the Philippines, partnering with the Trash Mountain Project. During their time in the Philippines, Marcus and Nally both helped with sports camps and participated in worship services with local children who live in areas at or near trash dumps. Once again, thank you for tuning in and hope you listen to all of the episodes of King Chasing Podcast. If you can, without further ado, send it over to Nally and Marcus on this episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, my name is Richard Martin. I'm from the NCCAA, and here on the King Chasing Podcast, we continue our summer series on mission trips as I have Marcus Bowman and Nally Jensen from Manhattan Christian College. Marcus and Nally, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Richard.
Glad to be here.
And so we'll start with you, Nally. How did you find out about this mission trip to the Philippines? Same with you, Marcus. You can go after her. But how did y'all both kind of find out about this mission trip? And what made y'all interested and want to get going on this trip?
Yeah, so one of our professors, Dave Henry, is actually the executive director of Trash Mountain Project, which is the organization we went with. And so that's kind of how we got connected with the organization. And then our campus pastor and our professor had been talking about wanting to send a group, wanting to get a group going to go over to the Philippines. And so our campus pastor came in during RA training and brought it up, just like kind of threw it out there of like, how would you guys like to go on a trip to the Philippines with TMP? And so that kind of set the ball in motion. Ever since that day, it kept coming up in my, like, on my heart, in my mind of like, I really want to go on this trip. And so that's kind of how I found out. And then I want to work in nonprofits. And so getting to experience like hands-on the work that the nonprofit does just was really something that sounded interesting to me, just to get that hands-on experience.
Yeah, I was approached by our campus pastor, Kevin Foster, who came to me with this idea for a trip that he had to the Philippines. For sports camp with Trash Mountain Project. And a missions trip is something that I've always wanted to do, wanted to challenge myself. And when he came to me with this idea that he had in this trip that he was going to plan, it sounded amazing. And it sounded like something that I really wanted to be a part of. And so I took some time to think and pray about it, if this was where God wanted me to go for a week over the summer, and I think the answer was a pretty obvious yes. And so yeah, we got in touch with Kevin and we got it all scheduled and ended up being able to go on this trip.
Awesome. And so Nally, I'll have you explain what is the Trash Mountain Project for those who don't know about it.
Yeah, so Trash Mountain Project is a nonprofit organization based out of Topeka, Kansas. But that Topeka location is the only US location. And then they partner with other local organizations worldwide in different countries. But their mission essentially is an outreach to trash dump communities. And so the communities that live around trash dumps around the world, as like their income, as just what they depend on, they want to outreach to them to help them understand just that the trash dump isn't the only thing they can depend on, but that they have the gospel, they have Jesus Christ, that is the only thing that can depend on, and just to give them hope and just be able to give them funding and the resources to be able to break that dependency cycle on the trash dump.
Awesome. And so, Marcus, we'll just start with you. You know, different many ways y'all can serve on this trip. Marcus, what were some of the ways that you were able to serve? And now you can just follow up with just any of the other ways that you served or how y'all moved doing your work in the Philippines.
Yeah, so when we got to the Philippines, one of the first things we did was to go and visit an actual dump site that Trashmont Project was working with. And then when we went there, we created kind of just a little program with some song actions and that type of stuff for the little kids in that area. And then after that, the night before, we had packed some bags of groceries and rice, and we went from house to house handing that out and just sitting and talking with them for a little bit. And so we spent that first day just experiencing the community that we were going to be serving for the next week, getting to know these people, getting to know what their life is like, situations that we're not familiar with, and getting to serve them. And then the rest of the week, we spent serving high school and college age kids from those communities in a sports camp, a fun, joy-filled camp where we got to compete with each other, got to play with each other, and we got to serve them in ways that hopefully brought them some joy, but also grew them and us closer to Jesus throughout the whole week. Because I mean, that's ultimately the main purpose. Let's say, yeah, we were able to play with them and to talk with them, and we had small groups that we were just able to dive deep into deep conversations with them, and we were able to worship together through song in English and also in Tagalog, which is their native language, which is really cool. And so, yeah, we were just able to connect with them and to worship and to grow in Jesus together. And to just experience joy and fun and laughter with them throughout the whole week.
Yeah, like Marcus said, the first day we were there, we got to go to one of the trash dump communities and just to experience that and be hands-on just the way that they live life. And we got to go house to house, give them food, just talk with them, and we got to pray with them and just ask if we would be okay to pray over them. And yeah, just meeting their families was really cool. And then the sports camp was really cool. That was put on by Trash Mountain Project Philippines. And then we just got to partner with them, and just essentially Marcus and I got to be on teams with some of the Filipinos and just be really in the mix and just playing games with them. It was super fun and such a cool experience to get to do. But the goal of the camp was essentially to teach leadership skills to these high school and college age kids so that when they go back to their communities, they know how to lead in their communities or to be able to go outside of the community and get better jobs to be able to bring back and help their families. And so that was like the goal. And then also just bringing the gospel in and just, yeah, helping them grow closer to who God is, and just that. And yeah.
Awesome. And so we'll start with you, Natalie. Like I said, you're working with a community that is around a trash dump. They are going to be, of course, it's a lot different than probably where you live and probably where you go to school. And again, Natalie, we'll start with you and move on to you, Marcus. But what just some of the most interesting or some eye-opening things that you saw while serving on this trip?
Yeah, probably the most eye-opening thing was the trash dump community and just being there and just walking through the streets and just seeing just like the piles of trash everywhere and just knowing that that was like that's just what they live in. That's what they were used to. That was there every day. Like we could leave at the end of the day and we went back to where we were staying with our AC and everything, and that was just their life. And it was so eye-opening to just see that these people just lived in constant need. They were just used to this, and that, like, so often we take so many things for granted. And, like, so many things in my life, like, I'll be complaining about my volleyball shoes at the end of the season. I'm like, oh, they're starting to break down. I can't wait until we get our next shoes next season. But, like, these kids didn't even have shoes. Like they're just running around on trash barefoot. And so that whole day was really the most eye-opening for me, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at pictures all you want, but experiencing those things that Natalie talked about in person is a whole different thing. And when you're there with those people, and experiencing life for even a small time, it's just a day with them. It really changes your perspective on their situation. It grows some real sympathy and empathy, not just wanting the best for them. And I think what caught me more than I think I thought it would was just like the joy that they had when we were with them. Doing that little program, like I said, with the little kids that we did, it was honestly not that much different than you would find little kids here in America. They were dancing and singing and laughing and having a whole bunch of fun with us, and we were having a whole bunch of fun with them, in the middle of trash. And I think it just put an emphasis on me, and I think God struck me with the reality that there is no boundaries or certain pictures of what worship and joy can look like. We can worship in a giant church here in America, and we can worship in the middle of a trash dump in the Philippines, and it's the same worship to the same God. And so realizing that and experiencing that firsthand really took a hold of my heart and put some perspective into the entire trip for me.
Awesome. And so, yeah, like you said, we kind of bounce off of that, Marcus, start with you. Just what's one thing you think God taught or showed you during this trip? You kind of mentioned a little bit of worship. What else did you think how God did move in your life on this trip?
Yeah, I think I came into the trip honestly expecting to see how different it all was from the way things we do here in America. And there were obviously differences and things that we're not used to and that were new to experiences. But I think something that caught me off guard and that God showed me is really how similar it is in the worship and the ways that they experienced Jesus. When we got to have small group discussions every morning and night that we were there with the kids, and just like hearing the struggles that they are going through and the things that they're praying about, it's things that I think we have all struggled with and experienced here in America and all over the world, I think. I mean, there's kids talking about image issues, self-image issues, and temptations and things that they're struggling with that we have all struggled with. And it was comforting and encouraging to be able to talk with them and relate with them. And I think that's God showed me that's what he does. That's what relationships with Jesus do. They bring together people from different sides of the world that don't really speak the same language. We become brothers and sisters in Christ and are able to communicate and relate to each other in a way that we wouldn't be able to without Christ. So, yeah, I think that's what God showed me the most is that the greatest unifier that there is Jesus. And there's nothing that the world can throw at us that can break the unity that Jesus brings here in America. From us to people all over the world who don't speak the same language as us, who don't look the same as us. So yeah, that's what God showed me the most throughout the week.
I think the thing that God showed me the most was also similar in that regard of just I think I saw God's heart in a way that I had never seen it before. Like I come from Christianity, like I've grown up in Christianity my entire life. But I think sometimes it can be easy to get like comfortable in that. And so being able to go across the world and like think you know who God is and all these things, but then to go across the world and to see these people that I never would have met without going on this trip, and just to see God's heart for them and the way that God loves them so much and like Yeah, they're going through the same things that we are. Like, humanity, we're just humans. And like, we're just trying our best to follow this amazing God. And so, just seeing God's heart that week of like, I never would have known these people existed, but God intimately cares for each one of these people. And God knows these people. And God is working in their hearts the same way He's been working in my life. Like, that was cool to me. And like, might not ever see those people again, but I know that I'll see them in heaven. And I think I've never been more excited for heaven and just getting to worship with people of all nations, of that I'm not ever going to get the chance to meet until heaven and that eternity. And I'm just so excited for that more than I've ever been, of just getting to hear like people from every nation seeing of how great our God is and what He's been doing in their lives, and just knowing that, yeah, it's the same thing He's been doing in my life. Like, yeah. And it was super cool just like to get a taste of that in the worship nights that we had, and just like the excitement of the Filipinos to get to worship. And like, I think their worship was just contagious. Like, there was one night that like our team led worship, and then the next night they're like Filipinos led worship, and I think I was caught between like laughing and crying like both nights of just like getting to worship with these kids and just in awe of who our God is, and just what He was doing that week.
It's awesome. And so, like you said, you come back from the trip, and Allie, we'll start with you on this one because you mentioned you want to get into nonprofit work and stuff like this. How this mission trip kind of make you think how you can serve, locally, whether it's on your campus in your hometown, how you can serve locally back here in the United States?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, I want to go into nonprofit work. And so I think this trip really emphasized that for me. I love the work that Trash Mountain Project does. I love what they're doing. I love their kingdom work, and I want to be just a part of that. I just want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and I want to get to do that. And so I think this trip really emphasized that for me. But I think like back to what I was saying about this trip just showing me God's heart, like I think it reminded me that our God is a God who sits with like the outcast and the needy, and that those people are just as loved by God. And so I think it reminded me of that, and like Jesus was always with like the people with leprosy or the people who society had outcast. And so I just really want, there's a new desire in my heart to want to serve those people and to see those people, even the people on like Sunday mornings, in church that are sitting at the back because they don't feel super wanted there. Like, I want to go find those people. I just want to let everybody know that they're loved. And so, yeah, whether that's getting hooked in with like a local nonprofit and doing that work, even just locally, or just as I see it, like the homeless person on the street or the person at the back of the church, like whatever that looks like. I think I just want people to be seen, and I know that I don't have to go across the world to see people the way that God does.
Yeah, the one thing I think that the campers taught me without them realizing it is how to better interact with each other like Jesus. There were the group of campers that we were with was so incredibly kind and encouraging to one another and to us all the time. We were playing games and competitions a lot, and I think in America we can so easily get a little bit riled up and have some attitude, and that happens, and desiring to win is not, certainly not a bad thing. But I think there were moments where I'd go up to them and I'm like, "Who do you think's gonna win? Like, are we gonna win?" And they're like, "Sure." Like it didn't matter as much. They were there to be with each other and to have fun with each other. And I kind of had to get out of my competitive head a little bit, just to experience the joy that we experience together fully. And so bringing that back to the US, I think being able to be with people and see them as Jesus saw them, I want that to be my first reaction when I see people. I think I get caught up in judgment of physical appearances, and they, when they met us, they were just happy to be with us and get to know us. And I think that's the way that I want to treat people here in the United States is when I first see people, I don't want my first reaction to be judgment based on their physical appearance, but my first thought of them, I want to be, they are created in the image of God, and I want to know them personally, just like Jesus does to us. And I saw that with them so deeply. And that was one thing that I wanted to bring back to the US to be able to apply to our lives back here in the US is treating people the way that Jesus treated them and loving them despite their living situations, despite what they may or may not believe, loving people because of who they are, and that is image bearers of the Almighty God. And I just, like I said, I saw that so ingrained in how they treated each other that it was something that I obviously wanted to implement in my life even more.
Awesome. And so just closing out, for those who may not know, if they want to, maybe they want to help out Trash Mountain Project or help out any organizations that are going back over to the Philippines. Is there a way that they can do that back here? You know, I know prayer always works, of course, as well, but is there any other tangible ways that, people could help out the Trash Mountain Project from the United States?
Yeah, so I think the best way to do that is just to be going to Trash Mountain Project's website. And just they have a great website. It'll tell you a lot of information. TMP here financially supports a lot of the organizations that they work with. Like Trash Mountain Project Philippines is an entirely separate organization that we partner with, but we almost fully supply funding for them. So if you want to go to the website, giving is a huge way to partner with what Trash Mountain Project is doing, and just being able to make things possible. But yeah, I think that's the biggest. But if you want to learn more or know more about what TMP is doing and how else you can help, I would definitely say just go to their website and they have all you need to know there.
Awesome. Well, sounds good. Thanks, y'all, for joining me today, Marcus and Natalie. Sounds like an awesome, just life-changing trip. And again, thank you so much for not only going on that trip, but sharing it with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you once again to Natalie and Marcus for joining me on the King Chasing podcast. They were able to share about their mission trip to the Philippines. For those wanting more information on the Trash Mountain Project, visit trashmountain.com for more information on how you can help in their ministry. Thank you once again for tuning in. And if you've missed any past episodes of the King Chasing podcast, you can head to the nccaa.org/podcast, the NCCA YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just wherever you can find your favorite podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Our summer series will continue on as we have more interviews lined up, and we can't wait to share more stories of our NCCAA student athletes here on the King Chasing Podcast.